Now, time for some music, and my music guest this morning is Imelda May, who just finished a run of gigs last night, of course, at Dublin's Three Arena. Well, we've asked her to get us into the Christmas spirit this morning. Imelda, along with Al Gair on ukulele, take it away.
Christmas, let your heart be light. Next year all our troubles will be out of sight. Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Make the Yuletide gay. Next year all our troubles will be miles away. Once again, as in olden days, happy golden days of yore. Faithful friends who were near to us will be dear to us once more. Someday soon we all will be together if the fates allow. Until then, we'll have to muddle through somehow. Yourself a merry little Christmas now.
That was really lovely, Imelda.
Thank you very much.
Well, you've been really busy. You were gigging last night.
Yes, we were gigging last night and we had an amazing time. It went really, really well.
You must be looking forward, though, now to Christmas and to getting some time off, are you?
Yeah, I'm going to take the month of January off if I can. And if I can get a bit more out of it, I will, because we've been on the road since April.
Do you like Christmas and do you spend it here at home, or do you spend it in Hampshire?
We'll spend this one in Hampshire because we only moved there like 3 years ago. So it's kind of, it's really lovely, you know, and of course with the baby and all. So we like to be at home and just calm after the madness of it all. And I try and convince as much as my family to come over. I think a couple of years ago I had 16 for dinner and I cooked the biggest meal ever because I cooked like a mad woman. I fed them all. So there was people sleeping all over the place. So I love that. Love a big gang if I can. But I do love Christmas. It's a gorgeous time. But it can be a very sad time as well. It's kind of can be melancholy. Everybody expects everything to be perfect. You look at the telly and you think, oh, everybody else's life is perfect. And I think that's normal for everyone to do that. But it's nice to just gather the family around, you know, as much as you can.
And I know you wrote earlier on Facebook this year about the death of your cousin, Caroline,
yeah.
Didn't you?
Yeah, Caroline Dowling. She was Caroline Clabby before she got married. But she's, she died. She was only 40 and she left a husband and two kids. And it's really crappy, actually. It's unfair. And that's the way it goes sometimes. She was great, great woman. Huge laugh on her. Big, dirty, filthy laugh on her. Great character. And she's you know, sadly missed. And I think that's, for a lot of people, I think a lot of people at Christmas, it becomes more, it kind of, kills everybody a bit more, because it's all about gathering everyone together. So you miss people who aren't there all the more, you know. So it's, nobody has a perfect life. So if we all remember that, that nobody, you look at someone else, you think, no, that's not perfect. You just, I suppose you grab onto the good times, don't you, for Christmas. And you, like I said, gather the people around that are there, and hopefully all have a good time together and celebrate, I suppose, family and friends.
You were in the huge Kaylora concert, remember, in the Royal Albert Hall this year. Was that a great moment? I suppose you live there, but you're very much Irish, and that was full of people from Ireland.
Yeah. Oh, it was amazing. And it was such a great feeling in that place. I was trying not to cry for the whole night. It was such an electric feeling, and proud. I felt so proud. And it was great for a lot of people from Ireland who had moved there. And I'd brought their families up very much, bringing their children up, knowing they're Irish and knowing their heritage. And Dermot O'Leary was there, and he was hosting it. And his parents are very much Irish, and, you know, they make sure, you know, he's always talking about us being Irish and everything. And it's weird for anybody who hasn't moved away. Your love stays in your heart. In fact, your love grows almost of the country, because you miss it, and everything that you loved about it, it magnifies. It's like rose-coloured glasses. You love it. So it was a really nice feeling to have everybody there and singing it and feeling so proud. It was a great night, really great night.
And do you ever think about Violet, who's your beautiful little daughter, but if you continue to live in England, I suppose one day she'll grow up with an English accent.
Oh, she's already has a, she's posh, and we don't understand why, because nobody that I know is posh. That my husband's not posh, no one's posh, but she's coming out with this little posh accent, and she also has Dublin as well. So she says, "Hello, I like my hair." She says hair like me, and but she's, I don't know where we're going to live, to be honest. I mean, we're living in England now, but when I say living in England, we're on the bus. She thinks the tour bus is our home. Because we're mostly on the tour bus, and that's her normal, and she loves it. She absolutely loves it.
Your career has gone from strength to strength, but the nice thing is, although you live in England now, you've not really ever forgotten who you are, because you used to work even in a nursing home when you were very young in England, didn't you?
Not that long ago. I worked in a nursing home in London, and it was mostly for people in the rag trade, and it was absolutely brilliant. I loved it there. I was there for 2.5 years, and I fell in love with most of them. They were great. They were. I was in the 24-hour nursing wing, and it was a great experience. I think everybody should do a little bit of nursing once in their life, and it brings you down to earth and makes you appreciate things. The stories we had and the laughs we had, it was so good. But you're saying I'm living in Hampshire. I'm a gypsy. I live out of a suitcase. Absolutely out of a suitcase at the moment.
How's your mum and dad? Because I interviewed you before with them, and you and your mum explained that you go out when you miss each other because you live in different countries and look up at the moon.
Yeah.
Do you still do that?
Yeah, we still do that, absolutely. I mean, mum and dad are great. They're doing really, really well, thank God. And I ring them up to try and say hello. All this ringing to talk to me, I'm looking up at the moon. I can't get them in. I ring them. They're always out at some show. They're nuts. They're never in. They're like party animals. Yeah, they're doing really well.
Okay, listen, Imelda, the very best of luck. And your website, of course, is imeldamay.com. On Imelda, everyone loves Imelda May. Miriam, Imelda May is the gift that keeps on giving, Irish and proud. That's from Owen Brennan in Kilkee. Another person, Hugh and Denise, age 72 both, they say, Imelda was just extraordinary last night. She gave us a real rocking philosophical uplift, mega energy, and now this morning makes nursing old people sound exciting. Just to say, Imelda is presenting a show next Sunday at 2 o'clock on RT Radio 1, a music show, and that's December the 28th. Well, look, that's nearly it for this morning. The researcher for today's programme was Leslie Anderson. Noel Roberts and Andrew Kane were on sound. Michael Lawless was our broadcast coordinator. The great Alan Torney produced. And just to say, this coming Christmas Day morning at 10 o'clock, we'd love you to join us for a special edition of our programme coming from inside the walls of the enclosed and silent order of Dominican nuns at Drogheda's Siena Monastery. I'll also be back at the same time next Sunday in our usual slot. Until then, thank you so much for listening. And to play us out today, we're rejoined by Imelda May, who's going to perform her her single from the album Tribal. This is Tears of Clew Bay.
It's a cold heart that grieves me as cool as the dawn. I'm glad that you're smiling and sad that you're gone. I couldn't contain all the love in my heart, so I took all my senses and tore them apart. The beer light that guides me led me astray. Now I dance in the moonlight as it shines upon Clew Bay. So I follow my shadow down to the quay, where I spun you a promise there was not to be. The mountain's my savior, my conscience I climb. Gleel drags me back to rest in the tide. The beer light that guides me led me astray. Now I dance in the moonlight as it shines upon Clew Bay. So I sit at the helm and I go it alone. Drink like a fish and I float like a stone. I die in the eyes of the mud and the sand. Tomorrow is New Year, the one we have planned. The beer light that guides me, led me astray. Now I dance in the moonlight as it shines upon Clew Bay. My love, sorrow buried deep, I set sail upon tears. Now I must sleep.